As protests against police brutality sweep across the country, polling suggests most Americans support law enforcement reform. In our year-long split ticket series, we've been asking four voters about the issues that could sway their decision at the ballot box. This month, 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins says the protests deepened at least one voter's commitment to be heard in November.
2 years ago, when Savannah Henry first arrived at the University of Pittsburgh, a black teenager named Antoine Rose was killed by a white police officer in East Pittsburgh. She says that ignited her activist work, but her distrust of police goes back further.
When I see police, I get scared. I don't like being around police. They make me uncomfortable. If a cop's behind me on the road, I get terrified.
Savannah's going to be a junior this fall and is a progressive. She'd been interning with Planned Parenthood this summer in Erie when she started getting messages about the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
I didn't realize how big of a deal it was, just because I feel like as a black person in this country, every time you hear about a black person being killed by a police officer, which happens all the time, you can't let yourself get super, super overwhelmed about each death, because if that was the case, then you wouldn't be able to function as like a human.
But when protests started, she wanted to be there. So she and her friend borrowed a car and drove to Pittsburgh.
They don't lynch us in the trees!
They don't lynch us in the streets!
They kill our babies on the street!
So I wore two masks the whole day because I was nervous just about getting sick. But I don't know, I just feel like things are so terrible in the world right now. I would risk getting sick to like stand up for what I know is right.
Democrat Linda Bishop is retired and lives with her husband in Mars, Pennsylvania. They haven't been to any protests because they're both vulnerable to the coronavirus. Still, she's paying close attention to what's happening.
We can't ignore it. Black and brown people have never been able to ignore it. It's part of their daily life, the discrimination and the racism that exists. But white people have had the privilege of being able to tune it out. Well, you know what? We can't do that anymore.
Linda says she feels her own white privilege more strongly these days. She's contacting her elected officials and doing grassroots organizing around the November election. Both Linda and Savannah want to see an overhaul of how police departments are structured and think redirecting money from police budgets is a good place to start.
We've gutted social programs in communities of color over the years and yet reinvested all that money in police. Well, let's reverse that.
Republican Ed Switklinski thinks President Trump's done a good job responding to the protests, but says the president's snide comments just give Democrats ammunition.
I think that if you don't like Trump, you're going to see that as he's part of the problem, that he's just a white guy with white privilege and he's not woke.
Ed is in his 40s and lives in Bethel Park with his wife and kids. He's been doing some side work in IT while he looks for a full-time job. Ed does think police brutality needs to stop, but does not see it as a symptom of systemic racism. And he says he doesn't understand what changes the Black Lives Matter movement wants.
If you had 4 years to get together a cogent thought, I see nothing. It leads me to believe that Black Lives Matter does not really care about solving a problem.
All lives matter. If Black Lives Matter, stop the violence within your own race.
Republican Mary Henze lives in Jefferson Hills, is in her 50s, and has been on disability for about a decade. Mary says she was heartbroken when she saw the video of George Floyd and thinks cops with bad records should be fired. But she also thinks that white people are victims of police violence more than people of color.
There are a lot of people who get into police work because they need the feeling of power. He was wrong. He was a bad cop. But there are also cases of white men. They just don't hit the media.
But many studies find the opposite. An analysis by the Washington Post shows that black people are killed by police at twice the rate of whites. And Savannah Henry is upset with Trump's response to the protests against police brutality.
I've never felt such deep, deep, deep hatred for a person in my whole entire life. I don't know how people can ignore the things he's done.
Savannah voted for Bernie Sanders in this month's primary. But Trump's response to the protests has done what even her fears about climate change and a conservative Supreme Court didn't do, convince her to vote for Joe Biden this November. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.